Local postal workers continue to walk the picket line out front of the post office on Peter Street South today as Canada Post and the Canadian Union of Postal Workers, CUPW, remain at odds over a labor pact. Joining about 55,000 employees nationwide, more than 100 local CUPW 578 members have been striking in Orillia, Beaverton, Brechin, Washougo, Coldwater, and Oro-Medonte since Friday morning. Local 578 President Daniel Greer says employees have been without a contract agreement for almost a year and stresses the time for change is now. "They've been in talks but, unfortunately, there hasn't been any budging," he said. "Canada Post doesn't seem to have any interest in actually negotiating." Greer says Canada Post is threatening employees with their pensions. "They want to change new employees to a different style pension plan that would be more like a retirement savings plan rather than a guaranteed pension," he said while picketing Monday. "Of course, we are strongly opposed to this," he said. "We don't want our workers working side by side with people who don't have the same benefits that they do." Greer says many Canadian Post employees take the job, in part, because of the strong pension plan that comes with it. "Canada Post hasn't had to pay into it in years," he said. "It's been mostly funded by the workers, the investments are strong, the plan is healthy, so there is no reason for them to attack that." Greer says Canada Post has already changed the pay scale with a way lower starting rate than it was for previous employees. "We're opposed to any rollbacks," he said. "We want everybody to be on the same playing field and new workers shouldn't be sold out." Greer says employees are also seeking improved wages during the bargaining period. "We haven't had more than a 2% wage in a long time," he said. "During COVID, -19, we signed a 2-year extension for 2% a year so that we weren't having any labor actions during the pandemic. Because of inflation, and years of falling behind," Greer says it's important that employees are properly compensated. "I have a government job, and I still can't afford an apartment in Orillia on my own," Greer explained. "A one-bedroom apartment in Orillia would take at least half of my pay. It's wild." Greer says he wishes a strike wasn't necessary. He feels nervous about Canada Post being out of service while Amazon and other competitors continue to thrive during the holiday shopping season. "I want to see Canada Post continue to be profitable," he said. "I don't want Canada Post to lose business." Greer says Canada Post is a service like no other, he explained, noting the Crown Corporation self-subsidize themselves to service remote areas. "No other delivery company does that," he said. "All these other companies hire us to do what they call the last mile. It's important for people to realize we provide a service that won't be replaced by other companies." Greer thanks the community for its support since the strike began on Friday. "Nobody likes to be on strike," he said. "People aren't making money and it's scary because we don't know how long this will go on for." Greer says even a honk of the horn or a wave when driving by the post office helps employees stay strong. "Drop by and say hello," he said. "The more support on the line, the better." Greer also encourages people to email local MPs and the Ministry of Labor to push them to advocate for Canada Post to negotiate. "I'm really hopeful this gets solved quickly and we can be back to work," he said. "I don't want to be out over Christmas, and I don't think anybody does. We want to be serving the public." Canada Post released a public statement today saying they remain committed to reaching new agreements at the bargaining table, and not through arbitration. Canada Post is now in day 4 of CUPW's national strike, which has shut down operations across the country during the critical holiday period, negatively impacting small businesses, charities and remote communities, the release said. The strike has also had a significant impact on the company, putting it in an increasingly challenging position as customers turn to competitors for their deliveries, notes the release. As a result, Canada Post parcel volumes declined by 42% last week, compared to the same week in the previous year. With no new parcel volumes in the system over the 4 days of the national strike, this situation will only worsen. the press release notes Canada Post is at a critical juncture, losing more than $3 billion since 2018 with losses continuing to mount. Even with that, Canada Post says they have continued to put forward offers that protect and enhance what's important to current employees. Canada Post says they have offered competitive wage increases, 11.5% over 4 years, and additional paid leave while protecting the defined benefit pension and job security provisions. During the strike, Canada Post has stated mail and parcels are not being processed or delivered, and some post offices are closed. Service guarantees have been impacted for items already in the postal network. No new items are being accepted until the national disruption is over. All mail and parcels in the postal network have been secured and will be delivered on a first-in, first-out basis once operations resume. However, the national strike will impact service to Canadians well after the strike activity ends. Processing and delivery will be challenged going forward due to the impacts of the strike.